You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
It's a trending report. What in the world is trending? Well, the World Series begins tonight. Hey!
So who's in it? Because I have been paying zero attention to baseball. Tell me
you
now.
You know, it's really a big who cares, I think, for most people in Colorado. But the Astros are hosting the Phillies in Game 1 down in Houston tonight.
Okay.
They say they've polled most of Americans, and the majority of Americans are pulling for the Phillies. I wonder if it has something to do with Houston's whole cheating thing, where they were cheating in the World Series a few years ago.
Oh, my.
Maybe. But the really interesting story to me is about this dude in Colorado who stumbled across a, back in, I want to say it was in April, it was right after the season started, I guess it was one of the betting joints out in Vegas, kind of made a mistake. And he spotted it, and he was able to place a wager that normally would be 250-1 odds, but it was 2,500-1 odds. Back in April, he bet on the Astros to beat the Phillies in the World Series.
Oh.
And he just put down $50. First of all, how do you even know if those teams make the playoffs? How do you know if they make it to the World Series? You know, it's like that was the bet he made. If that $50 bet pays off, he gets $125,000.
Oh, man. Can you imagine? That's great.
Colorado man might be doing well. And then there's that guy down in Houston, infamous Mattress Mac. He's the guy who always does the big thing, like, hey, if the Astros win the World Series, and you bought $3,000 worth of furniture at his furniture store, mm-hmm. he will double your money back if the Astros win the World Series.
Yeah. That guy is a risk taker.
Yeah, and he kind of doubled down on it, so he went and put $10 million of his own money on the Astros to win, too.
Yeah.
They say if that pays off, he'll get $75 million.
Yeah. Oh. He's got some money to burn, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's selling a lot of mattresses, jeez. Man. He does a lot of good stuff, too. Every time there's hurricanes down there, he, like, opens up his furniture store, and people who have been displaced by the hurricanes mm-hmm. can come in and live in his store.
Mac's a good guy.
He's a good guy. What else in sports? Nuggets host the Jazz tonight at Ball Arena. And the Avalanche are in New Jersey for a game tonight against the Devils. New movies opening today. The ones that are opening in wide release, Jeremy, includes a movie called Tar.
Tar?
A psychological drama starring Cate Blanchett as the first female conductor of the Berlin Philharmonic.
I don't think I want to see that.
Don't want to see that one?
No.
What about this one? Pray for the Devil. Pray as in P-R-E-Y, not P-R-A-Y. A young nun learns how to perform an exorcism. When she meets a possessed little girl, she realizes it's the same demon that possessed her mom, and now it wants her.
Is this a Disney movie?
So you're not going to see either of those,
no.
is what you're saying. Let's see, new music that's out today, the Foo Fighters. It's called The Essential Foo Fighters, their first release since the tragic death of Taylor Hawkins. This is basically a greatest hits package. And what about this, Jeremy? Do you want to go get the new album from Pentatonix called Holidays Around the World? No?
I'd like them, actually, because that's the a cappella group, right?
Yeah.
They're good. I got no beef with that one.
Classic rock fans are excited. The special edition of the Beatles' Revolver album comes out today with all sorts of early versions of the songs, new mixes. So that's going to actually probably sell a few million copies. All right, let me give you some news for nerd stuff. Residents in Hawaii are bracing themselves, Jeremy, because of the Big Island's Mauna Loa is sending signals that it may erupt. It's the world's largest active volcano.
Uh-oh.
And it's been doing a little shimmy and a shake lately with extra tremors, and they think it's because of lava. Yeah,
can
really
they bring
does.
A couple helicopters in with like big baskets full of Rolaids and just dump them into the top of it just to settle it down?
The last time this thing erupted was in 1984, so it's been almost 40 years. The Civil Defense Agency there is holding meetings across the island to kind of educate the residents on how to prepare. They're telling them to have a go bag ready with food, get a place, set up a place now to stay. And they say, just realize, if you choose to live on the slopes of Mauna Loa, as here's their quote, there's a potential for some kind of lava disaster.
Oh, and there's no stopping that lava, man.
No, you're not stopping
that. You're not stopping
that. You're not going to stop that. And then lastly, in news for nerds that I got for you, the International Space Station actually had to fire up its thrusters for a few minutes this week. Why? to avoid space junk left over by, once again, Russia blowing up satellites. What? Russia is so irresponsible with their satellites.
Well, yes, they are.
So now the space station's got to, like, fire up its engines to kind of move out of the way of this.
Go, go, go.
What else is trending?
Well, today is National First Responders Day, and according to this article here, Krispy Kreme is celebrating by giving out free coffee and donuts to first responders. Now, this is just this particular article, so make sure you do your research before you go wandering into a Krispy Kreme. But I did post a link on our Facebook with some other deals from various restaurants around the area, and I think I do speak for Dom. We both always want to give big shout-outs to our first responders. I have a bunch of them in my family. I was raised by a first responder. Y'all have a tough gig, and you deserve some mad respect. So I hope you have a good day today.
Hear,
first responders. If you're trying to squeeze in some Halloween movies this weekend or some slasher flicks, Entertainment Weekly put out a list of the 20 best slasher movies. I'm not going to go through all 20, but I'll maybe give you the top five. The Texas Chainsaw Massacre came out in 1974, but they say it's still a banger of a slasher flick. Friday the 13th came in at number 4. Nightmare on Elm Street, number 3. Psycho, and then Halloween came in at number 1, the 1978 version of Halloween, which is total crap.
Why?
It's so dumb. It's so dated.
It is. It's dated, and it doesn't really survive the test of time. But
it doesn't at all.
But at the time, it was great. I took a first date when to see Halloween.
Yeah.
A first date to see that.
A majority of these movies on this list were in the early 80s, late 70s. Really, no modern slasher flicks made the list. Huh. I had to laugh at number 16, which was Sleepaway Camp. Came out in 1983. That was a movie that was rented during sleepovers when I stayed at friends' houses. One of the first movies I saw nudity in. So that one's kind of got a special place in my heart. It was one of those like, whoa. Of course, the big news yesterday, Elon Musk officially closed the deal yesterday to buy Twitter. $44 billion. I was reading and watching a lot about this. They say that company's probably only worth about $10 billion. So he really overpaid on this thing. He tweeted out the bird is free. And he tweeted out a bunch of stuff that says, you know, he was purchasing this for all the right reasons. He didn't want it to turn into a free-for-all hellscape. And then he promptly fired the CEO, CFO, and the policy chief. Get out of here. See you later. In entertainment, if you're a fan of Yellowstone, the prequel series 1923 with Harrison Ford, that's firing up December 18th, so that's on the way. And families with kiddos, new trailer for The Santa Clauses with Tim Allen returning as Santa. First two episodes of that drops on Disney Plus November 16th. Dom, you are not on TikTok, right? The Tiki Talkie?
I have an account. I don't post things. I watch them.
Right.
And I have to admit, I get hooked on it.
Yeah, I ended up deleting mine because it was such a time waster for me and the whole spying on you aspect. But if you're familiar with TikTok, you can put videos on there. And then there's that woman that does the text to speech stuff. Mm-hmm. And they found out that it's actually a real woman. Her name is Kat Callahan, it looks like. She's in Canada. She's a Canadian radio host. What a gig to land. Mm-hmm. I've seen these videos. I thought it was a robot talking, but Kat came out yesterday and she posted her first TikTok and she said, oh no, here it's me. Now listen to her voice and see if you recognize it.
Yes, I'm the TikTok text-to-speech girl. My name is Kat. I love working with TikToks. Sometimes you guys make me say some pretty horrendous things.
It's her!
It's pretty messed up. You're probably sick of my voice.
I am.
I'm sick of my voice.
We are. Can you imagine working with her?
That's hilarious.
You want to do a morning show with her, Dom?
You're probably sick of my voice.
Anyway, it's a real person, guys. Whoa, mind blown. Some headlines this morning. Chick-fil-A is trying out a 3-day work week where employees could work 13 to 14 hour shifts for 3 days and then have like 4 days off. Yeah. Yeah? I was 14-hour day?
It, and I guess there's people who are already outraged at the idea of people working 14-hour
yeah,
shifts.
Yeah, but if they're fine with it and they get a couple breaks,
I know.
Then what are you to say, you know, when they should and shouldn't work? And then I do have a Jer on sports going back to baseball. There's an adult entertainment company that's sending 55 gallons drums full of lube to grease Philly light poles in case Philadelphia wins the World Series. They're actually sending these out. There's images right now on Twitter of them lubing all the light poles, street lights, with all this lube so people can't climb up them. They just slide down like a squirrel trying to get to a bird feeder that's been all lubed up.
It's a little early to start lubing them up. I mean,
that's what I thought, too.
Nobody could win the World Series for like the next week or so.
Maybe it's a preemptive lube. I think probably a while, I guess. I don't know. So I want to tell you anything else. You want to do this? We can do this cat story really quick. Tomorrow is National Cat Day. A new poll out this morning found that over the lifespan of your cat, you're going to spend about $25,304 on your little feline. Food, toys, vets, replacing furniture.
I don't buy. I was looking at some of their numbers. They're saying $1,300 a year for food. I'm like, what?
What's the, would you divide that by 12? What is that?
It's like over $100 a month for cat food. And I mean,
that seems high.
Just buy a bag of meow mix for Niles the Weirdo.
Unless you're going in with that fancy feast, you know, that wet cat food and stuff.
That's true. And he won't eat any of that. He's just meow mix and nothing else.
This was always a family joke growing up because my sister and I wanted a cat. And I think it was like a $10 cat or something at the pet store. And my dad was like always saying, it's not a $10 cat. This will be a $10,000 cat. By the time it's all said and done, are you sure you want this cat? It was like a $10,000 cat.
All the vet bills and everything else.
Everything. The carpet cleaning. I've told you the last time we moved 3 years ago when we had our cat, and I lifted up that mattress and box spring, and there was easily 50 piles of cat puke under that bed. It was the most disgusting thing I had ever seen. That's nasty. All right, man, let's do some clickbait. On our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy on Facebook, of course. There's this woman in Colorado. I believe she's out in Fountain, Colorado, and she ran into a bit of a predicament because she's kind of living out in the middle of nowhere, but she got stuck inside of her house because of a bunch of tumbleweeds. It's one of those situations where the tumbleweeds came blowing in and it covered every window, every door. And let me play you about 10 seconds of this sweet little old lady. Listen to her.
I looked out of my bathroom window and the tumbleweeds kept on jumping up on the window. I don't know what we're going to do, how we get ready of those tumbleweeds. It's horrible.
She had no idea what she was going to do. I am saving that last little bit, though, for one of our little sweepers, Dom and Jeremy in the Morning.
It's horrible.
I'm going to be using that, guaranteed. Perfect. Anyway, see the video and the pictures of all the tumbleweeds on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy. Clickbait.